Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to You Ought to Know on New Year's Eve. I'm Dave Serio, and here taking your calls at 443-847-8255. The show's called You Ought to Know. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Is the audio okay?
I'm trying to hear you. We're trying to get you through here real quick. See if we can get you a little volume here on my phone. But anyway, let's give it a shot. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine this morning, Dave. I'd call you. I have called you a couple times about catalytic converters, and I did replace mine on my Equinox, and it's working fine.
Great.
Now I have a question about recycling. I'm trying to turn that into somebody. I took it to Reliable Recycling down there on Rice Ford Road, and they said they wouldn't be able to take it because I'd have to be a automotive dealer or a repair shop or something with a tax ID. And I did find a couple places in the Baltimore, Frederick area that they say will take recycled catalytic converters. And I'm just wondering what you can tell me about that. I'm having a devil of a time finding anybody that will take the darn thing from me as just a do-it-yourselfer.
Are you trying to get money for it, or are you just trying to give it to them?
Not necessarily get money. I'm just trying to dispose of it.
Well, a local independent shop should take care of it for you. I'd be very surprised if they don't, because they can actually get just a couple bucks, and I'm just talking couple. I mean, like $4. Okay, they get from a recycler, but an independent shop should be able to take care of it from you.
Okay, like even if I just would Dynamic Automotive just take it if I dropped it, you think? I didn't have the work done there, mind you.
I would think so. Yeah.
All right, that's another option I can give.
Yep.
Okay, Dave, thanks for the help again.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, good talking to Jim. We've got Mike Lambert's going to be joining us in just one moment. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 31st of December. We wish you all a very, very happy new year. Good to have you on the show today, and we look forward to talking to you. If you'd like to give me a call, you're welcome to do so at 443-847-8255. All right, we've got Mike Lambert here. Let's see if we get Mike on the phone. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. I'm finally glad to talk to somebody actually through my system and not through
there you
a
go.
Head. I'm telling you. So it's just a pleasure to talk to you. What a crazy morning we had on the Baltimore show, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a little out of here.
Yep, so. But we made it. We survived.
Yeah.
That's what counts.
There you go.
So
okay.
How are you, sir? I didn't really get a chance to talk to you other than just do our tip of the week, but how are things going for you up there in western Pennsylvania?
Well, it's kind of strange. Last week, when I talked to you last week, the wind chill was 30 below zero. And now it is 60 to some degrees. So the Weather Channel says we are 94 degrees warmer than this time last week.
Well,
that's a bad sign.
Well, we're 60 some degrees actual temperature difference. On Christmas night, we went down to 24 degrees.
Good.
By the way, I was caroling on Christmas Eve. Okay.
Good.
Oh, hark the herald angels sing. It was cold. Okay.
Good.
Went down to 24 degrees. What did you stop it? 24 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was 84.
I know. It's yesterday we had the windows open in the house. It was 65 degrees here yesterday.
And the kitty cats didn't mind?
No, nobody mind. It was nice in here yesterday. It was 65 degrees outside.
That's great.
And the sun was out. It was like a spring day. And then we're supposed to be in the 50s and 60s till the end of the week. And then Mother Nature's coming back. So.
Okay. Where's the game being played tomorrow? Is it being played in Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
Yes, Baltimore.
Baltimore. So they should have a hopefully without any rain. That would be nice. I know the rain's coming in today. So
we're having a little bit of rain today till the afternoon, and then we're clearing up for the rest of the weekend. So I would imagine they'll probably get a little bit of rain maybe tomorrow morning.
Well, they're not
playing till tomorrow evening. So
correct. So let's hope it's all cleared out by then.
Yeah.
Very good. Well,
okay.
Anyway, so good to hear from you. And
thank you.
What are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk about how you take care of your leather in the modern era, and modern era from the late 90s till now. Okay?
Okay. That sounds pretty good. And yeah. Let's see if there's anything else. We've got about another minute before we do it.
Okay.
I prefer to wait till after the break in order to get started because I don't want to interrupt you. But I texted you yesterday with a picture of my car, my 03 Viper.
I saw that.
And
I saw that.
It looked great. I mean, first of all, you know how I felt about it when you did the coating. I didn't even recognize it as being my car sitting out in front of your shop. But it came back. I mean, this rinseless wash is just fantastic.
I don't understand if this is the same Dave Serio, because you have gone from, I don't like taking care of my cars, I get you for that, to I love this rinseless wash. So I don't know what's going on.
Let me tell you something.
But it looks good.
It does. It does a great job. It's incredible. I recommend it highly to everybody. If you want to do it, go call Ivan. Okay. What's the name of his company again?
It's if you go to DIYDetail.com.
There you go.
Okay. All the videos are there. So it's one stop. You can go there, watch the videos on how it's done.
I don't make any money on it. Mike doesn't make any money on it.
No.
It's Ivan completely, but this is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's there's a ton of rinseless washes on the market, but this has got to be the best one I've ever used. And I don't even have a bottle of car wash soap in my garage at all.
I'm telling you, I am just enamored at the quality of it. It looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to the show last night, and a 19-year-old Viper. I know Vipers are very I had a crowd around my car.
Yep.
And we're talking 200 cars at this show.
Yeah, and how long ago did I coat that? Did I coat that car? How long ago?
10 years ago.
I was gonna say, it's been a while.
Yeah. All right, we gotta take a real quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk about leather and how to maintain the modern leather in the automobiles. I've got Mike Lambert with me. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, and we'll be back in just a few moments with Mike Lambert.
Here's some inside information for your next oil change. Because inside your engine, car-killing sludge builds up. Here's the tip. Find a shop that includes BGMOA. It's the oil additive the inside car guys not only use the most, service managers use it 4-to-1 over any other because it's backed with a lifetime protection plan at no extra charge. Find BGMOA at over 17,000 shops nationwide at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
Clay Travis.
I think it's worth considering what the overall media environment looks like right now, and it is going to be a real mess for many companies over the next couple of years.
Buck Sexton.
Some of these companies realize that if the politics goes against them here, their power and their profits are actually at risk.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
It's Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, weekdays from noon to 3 on 930 WFMD.
Hi, it's Ryan Hedrick for the Reynolds and Power Home Team, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. If you're selling your home, you must include the Reynolds and Power Home Team in your conversation. Here's why. They already have the buyers, and they've perfected the home selling process, which means less stress and more money for you. Jim in Spring Ridge needed to sell fast, and Sarah and Debbie brought him in an over-asking price offer in just 4 days from their list of over 15,000 buyers. Here's how it works. The Reynolds and Power Home team puts their unique systems to work, creating massive demand and instant results. Jim had multiple offers in 4 days and accepted the best offer. Call Sarah and Debbie with the Reynolds and Power Home Team at 844-330-SOLD. That's 844-330-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Happy holidays from all of us. WFMD.
You're listening to Dave Serio and You Ought to Know from Studio 402 on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
You're just moments away from You Ought to Know with Dave Serio, with information to maintain your car or truck and your phone calls on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
Nothing really gets me down, not even bad weather or anything. You know, a lot of people get bummed out when it rains. Not me. I love it when it rains. More rains, more I like it. Bring on the rain. When it rains really hard, see, I like to run stop signs just to make cops get out of their car. I got the money. Get out, man. Why make the money if you can't enjoy spending it? Just stand there and make him stand there in a big puddle in the rain. All right, you. You know why I stopped you? Yeah. You know why I ran a sign?
Drew Carey and Cops in the Rain. I'm sure he never does that anymore. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have the one and the only Mike Lambert. Michael, once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. Mike owned and operated a company called the Shine Shop in Maryland for many years and was a full-time detailer. That's right, folks. A full-time detailer. That's like when I used to say I was a full-time DJ. People didn't believe that either. So Mike is now retired in Western Pennsylvania, but keeping up, we got a call, by the way. Did you hear the call that thanked you for being on the air still, even though you were no longer in the business?
I heard that. That was very nice. I appreciate that.
That was nice, and it's true. We're very happy to have Mike still part of our radio show, even though Mike is retired from the business, and it does not benefit him in any way other than to be on the air and talk to the folks. But that's a good thing, too, and we're glad to have you. So
I enjoy it.
Let's talk about leather, sir, and not in the way I'm – no, I'm just saying. This having to do with cars, okay?
Yep. from about the 90s on up, leather in cars has gone from being the entire seat to, if you read the description on the window sticker, it'll say leather seating surfaces. Okay, so the rest of the seat is vinyl. But what they've done to help in durability and help in care is they put a polyurethane clear coat over top of the leather, which is basically the same thing they put on the paint of your car. So you've got a clear over top the color, and that's for protection and durability. So you don't need to put the slimy lotions onto that because it's not going to absorb it. So what you need to do is you need to use a cleaner for leather, because you don't want to damage the clear coat, okay? And most of the time, if you look at your owner's manual, it'll tell you just use a damp cloth. So if you're just keeping maintenance up on your car, take a damp microfiber towel, you know, warm water, not soaking, just damp, and all you need to do is wipe the leather down. Now, what you can do to protect that and keep it going for years and years is to use a leather cleaner, follow the directions, and then use a leather coating. And the coating will do the same thing on the interior as it does for your paint. It will make it easier to keep clean. It will protect against scuffs, and it'll protect against, if you have a light-colored interior and you wear dark clothes, it'll protect against that dye transfer where you get the color of your clothes on the bolsters of your seat from getting in and out. So it'll protect against that and make it much easier to clean off. Now, if you're talking about a car that's more of a handcrafted car, like the Bentleys, the Rolls Royces, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, things like that, they do not do that because they make their own seats, okay? They're not a factory seat that comes from another manufacturer and they just stick it in a car. They do all their own work. So they don't put the clear on there. They just put a dye on the seat. those are the seats that you need the lotion on and keep and condition it. But I would recommend that you read the manufacturer's instructions as to what they have products that they prefer, and that's what I would stick with if you're driving that sort of car.
Do you remember what my Viper was, by the way, the 13 Viper?
That had clear on it. That's okay. A factory seat that's, you know, made by somebody else.
Good. Just making sure. Okay.
And now Ford threw a wrench in the game when they had the King Ranch trucks come out. And I don't even know if they still make King Ranch
changed. I saw one recently, yes.
Okay, so they had the same leather as would be found in a Rolls Royce or something like that. It did not have a clear on it. And there was a specific process you had to go through to take care of that seat, and it was a royal pain. It was like a two-day process, okay? So if you have a King Ranch, you really want to follow the instructions that they give you with care of that interior, because you really don't want to ruin that.
And then also, I'd like to mention this because we have some Prius owners also. The Prius has that's more of a cloth. That's not more of a leather. But that can be a little strange too.
Right. And when I say leather, I'm talking about the real leather, the pleather, they call it, mm-hmm. the vegan leather, you know, anything of that nature, anything that looks like it's just not cloth. It's treated the same as leather and you'll be fine.
That vegan, I've never seen leather on a vegetable before, but if you tell me you got it, I believe you.
that's what they say. Well, Tesla, you know, I mean, and folks, if anybody out there drives a Tesla with that screaming white interior, you really want to put a coating on that as soon as you can, because that stuff is just tough to clean.
Yep. Very good. Well, appreciate that, sir. What number can people reach you at during the week and bother the heck out of you during business hours?
It's 410-487-3980.
Sounds good, Mike. Always a pleasure having you on the show. Happy New Year. Thanks for spending 2022 with us, and we look forward to a blessed 2023.
Let's hope so. And hope so. Happy New Year to all the listeners out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Bye-bye
now. Mike Lambert, originally from the Shine Shop, and now retired up in Western Pennsylvania, Lord help him. And as he mentioned, a little weather change over the last week, and been pretty eventful up there, as it is in Maryland also. So we hope you good weather and get squared away. I'm Dave Serio. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Waiting for Craig Shipp to give us a call to be on the air. Craig is our local guy here in Frederick that will help us with what's going on in the Frederick area and keeping us informed on that. We've got him on the air right now. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing great. Beautiful weather like this. I was out yesterday for a long walk. It was sunny. It was absolutely gorgeous. So, people got to get out and enjoy weather when it's like this.
Yeah, I hear the rain is coming in, though.
Little rain today, but several warm days coming up as well. So, by the way, this is a great time to go hiking up on the Catoctin Mountain because you don't have to worry about poison ivy and all that sort of thing.
Or bugs. Right?
Yeah, that's right. But you get a really nice day to do a hike. And, you know, a hike will naturally warm you up anyway.
Yep.
So if it's in the, you know, late mid-50s or so, that's great hiking weather.
So are you going to be taking that advice? Or are we going to be seeing you up on the mountain a little later today?
I'll go for a little hike. I mean, it's right in my backyard, literally. So I use the trails and all often. So, yes, absolutely.
Good deal.
So, okay, I've got some events. We talked about the Chess Club, Frederick Chess Club meeting. That's today. We've got an event called All That Sparkles, a formal New Year's Eve celebration. That's Teeter Tots Music in Motion are putting that on. That's today. That's for the little ones.
And where did you say the chess club was?
That is taking place at the Boonesboro Free Library.
Okay.
Boonesboro.
Very good.
And it doesn't say where the Teeter Tots event is. You have to click on it for more details. But, again, just go to facebook.com/Frederick County, and you'll find all these listed. And, of course, we've talked about the Adventure Park USA celebration. That's at 9 o'clock today. You'll have to call them, make sure they still have tickets for that. But that's a blast, you know, for everybody.
We're talking 9 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We've got New Life Christian versus Covenant Life Cougars varsity basketball game.
Okay.
That's going on the 3rd, January 3rd at 4 p.m.
I'm rooting for the Christians.
I've got several, actually, basketball games here. Here's another one, Southwestern versus Douglas High School. Mm-hmm. That's January 3rd also.
Okay.
So there's several basketball games here that you can choose from. There's Frederick girls basketball going on the 4th, January 4th. So we're getting heavy into basketball season.
Sure.
We've got Caregiver's Toolbox Cupcake Tasting. This would be, you're an expert at that. I
love that kind of stuff. Sure.
Yeah. Cupcake Tasting. That's January 5th at 11 a.m. That's at the Urbana Regional Library. And, you know, they have to use libraries for events and things like that these days because, you know, there's so much available on the internet that libraries aren't as necessary as they once were. So, you know, they've got to use those buildings for other things.
Correct.
And so that's what they do. Dance Off the Winter Blues is coming up. That's also at a Frederick County Public Library. That's January 5th. I guess they're going to do some dancing in there. So
there you go.
Go figure. and there's a whole bunch here. January 6th, we've got a 50-plus aging in place that I would qualify for that, Frederick County Public Libraries. That's at the downtown library. We talked about that legislative breakfast. Food trucks out at Linganore Wineries. That's on the 7th, January 7th. Let's see. We talked about the murder mystery party at Dutch's Daughter. That's January 27.
Great restaurant, by the way.
We didn't talk about the Irish Festival in downtown Westminster. That's on March 11.
Hmm.
So put that on your calendar.
Okay.
And a whole bunch more. So good. Just go to facebook.com/Frederick County and check it out.
Well, you did a great job, and I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for being with us all year 2022, and we look forward to a blessed and enjoyable 2023 with you.
Great, great show, and I'm just going to keep running my Prius, so that's my plan.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Sounds like a good idea.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Craig will get his Prius serviced at Dynamic Automotive, and that'll keep that bad boy running for a while longer. 2004. All right, taking a break. We'll be right back. You ought to know.
Traffic jam when you're already late. Cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do.
WFMB News Time, 10:30.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
The Frederick County Sheriff's Office says deputies will be out patrolling on New Year's Eve night with a heavy emphasis on traffic and heavily traveled roads. Authorities remind anyone planning to celebrate the arrival of 2023 not to drink and drive. They also say have a plan for getting home, such as a designated driver, ride-sharing, or a taxi. Avoid setting off fireworks if you've been drinking, and never leave your drink out of your sight for any moment. Also, don't leave your car parked anywhere overnight. The sheriff's office says vehicle thefts go up significantly over New Year's Eve. Be sure to have a fully charged cell phone before heading out, and download any ride-sharing apps before leaving for the party. Frederick County provides a grant to the arts each fiscal year, but representatives of the arts community are asking that a specific amount be set aside. That was the request presented to County Executive Jessica Fitzwater during a recent budget hearing. Ted Robinson is a member of the Frederick Arts Council Board, and he said the arts benefit the local economy.
Those who visit Frederick City and Frederick County for the arts engage with related amenities such as parking, restaurants, shops, gas stations, hotels, and more.
Dan Jacoby asked for more funding for the performing arts.
Governments that support the arts in a big way are governments of thriving, growing societies. In the United States, we built the foundation for world leadership and economic greatness at the same time that government support for the arts was at its highest. This is not a coincidence.
Another budget hearing is expected to take place in March. County Executive Fitzwater says she will release her proposed fiscal year 2024 budget by April 15th. And for more details on these and other stories you hear on WFMD, go to our website, WFMD.com. I'm Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
WFMB's Fox News Update, a service of the Safe Retirement Solutions team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. A choir sings at a mass held outside the Vatican for the late Pope Benedict XVI, who died overnight. The late pontiff, who succeeded Pope John Paul II in 2005, became the first pope in 600 years to retire from the position in 2013, living out the rest of his years in the Vatican. He was 95. Television news legend Barbara Walters also passed away Friday night. The Emmy Award-winning journalist was 93. A week after crippling winter storms left dozens dead in western New York State, the people there are still digging out. This man in Buffalo thinks officials should have been better prepared.
They knew that the storm was coming, so it should have been well more planned. Of course, like, you know, trucks and so forth, clearing the roads, make sure everybody has to get to their safety and so forth.
America is listening to Fox News.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. There'll be widespread showers into this evening. Today's high 56. Showers end in clearing skies later tonight, the low 46. For New Year's Day, mostly sunny, high 56. Monday, partly sunny, high 60. Tuesday, clouds and a couple of showers. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's five locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
You know, I better call the car phone company, cancel my service.
Maybe you should call your car phone.
Yeah. He's probably driving it right now.
Wait a minute, call the car phone, see what happens.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go ahead, call.
I don't even know if I remember the number. What do I say if he picks up?
Oh.
Hello? Is this 555-8383?
I have no idea.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you steal my car?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
But that's my car.
I didn't know it was yours.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Drive around.
Then can I have it back?
No, I'm gonna keep it.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Kramer.
Hello, Kramer.
Listen, there's a pair of gloves in the glove compartment.
Wait, hold it. Brown ones?
Yeah. Listen, could you mail those to me? Or bring them by my building. It's 129 West 81st Street.
129, okay.
Thanks a lot.
Seinfeld, of course, and the stolen car. That's a funny routine, for sure. The guy's going to be nice enough to answer the phone. That makes it really nice. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Free Talk 930, WFMD's automotive show. We have with us, we have the dynamic duo, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Good morning, guys.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year, Mr. Dave.
Both back at you, guys. Happy New Year to you. I hope 2023 is great for you and also Dynamic Automotive. I'm sure it will be, but I'm glad to talk to you guys, and thank you for being so supportive of the show through 2022. We appreciate that.
Well, it's always been a lot of fun to participate
Great times with you every Saturday morning. I know that Todd and I have a blast doing it.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to learn a little and give a little back, that's for sure.
Very good. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, 2022 was the first year that you actually got to host your own You Ought to Know show.
Not once, but a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's great. I've really enjoyed listening to you. I don't get a chance to listen live when you do the hosting, but I do go back and listen to it on tape. And I'm telling you, you guys do a great job. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. And I tell you, I don't know that we could do it without Ryan. He's an amazing wingman.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Glad to have all three of you do the show. You do a wonderful job. You're talking to the folks, and then also, of course, talking to our regular cast of characters, which you happen to be a great part of. So thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure, Dave.
All right, so let's talk about some things today. What's going on in the shop there, Mr. Todd?
I tell you, we just wrapped up the year yesterday afternoon. Pretty much any record that we had set, we shattered this year.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of it, the supply chain with new cars has really affected that. But, we had our best year at Liberty Town ever, best months ever, most car count ever. So it's just been an incredible year, and we're looking forward to see what 2023 brings.
Well, that's fantastic.
Tires, Dave. Tires have been just going bonkers this year. I mean, we have sold more tires this year than I think we've ever sold before.
Great. Very good.
Yeah.
And that leads to other business, which makes it even better, too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when we're in there, of course, we're not just putting on the tires. We're checking the maintenance. We're looking at the brakes, checking steering and suspension, just making sure that vehicle's roadworthy and going to give our customer many, many years of trouble-free service.
Yeah, you also got to make sure the tire wear is going to be okay. That's where the alignment comes in. Many people, when they install four tires have four tires installed, they kind of forget about the alignment. But boy, that can save you a lot of money in the long run.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah, tires are not inexpensive, and alignment's not cheap, but compared to the cost of having to replace those tires prematurely, it's very well spent money.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good. And,
Dave. The gentleman that called in earlier about the catalytic converter and trying to dispose of it.
Yes.
Wanted to let him know that he could drop that catalytic converter off to us over here at the Liberty Town location. We'd be glad to take it off of his hands.
Good. Very good. I thought that would be the case. I was surprised that he said he's having a problem disposing of it. Normally, that is a little bit of found money, not much. I mean, you guys aren't making much on it, but a little bit of found money, especially in a recycler. I was very surprised that somebody turned him down.
I was kind of surprised to hear that as well.
Yeah, I know the local recycler that we use when we send somebody new over wants not only a paycheck stub, wants a copy of their ASE certification.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've got it down pretty good. With the high theft rate of them, they don't want any problems.
Oh, that's...
So they're covering their tail end.
I can understand that now with the high theft rate that they're clamping down. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I would think that if you have a catalytic converter from a car that you have a registration for, you should be okay.
True.
You should, but I tell you, they don't play any games with it. They want your credentials. They want to know who's there and make sure you're an automotive service professional.
Gotcha. All right. Consumer Reports. I mean, I'm going to go Consumer Reports in one moment. This is what I couldn't believe. Okay, Volkswagen is doing a recall on their Beetles, the 2015 and 2016 models. Guess what the recall is about?
That's hard to say.
Takata airbags.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
How can they just be having a recall on these cars? They had to know in 15 and 16 when they put these Takata airbags in the car. We already were in the middle of a nationwide recall for Takata. They had to know about that. What the heck's going on there?
You got to wonder. You really got to wonder.
I'm not trying to jump on Volkswagen, But my goodness gracious, 7 years ago, they installed these airbags in there. They had to know at that time that Takata had a major meltdown problem with their airbags, and they installed them in there anyway, and now they've waited 7 years to recall them. Unreal.
Amazing. Wow. Truly.
Yep. Yeah. So if you have a 2015 or 2016 model year Beetle, Volkswagen Beetle, you'll be getting a notice in the mail for Takata airbags, and do not hesitate. Do not pass go. Get it done.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
When was the very first recall for Takata airbags?
I think 2013, I think, was the first year.
Okay. And they had been putting Takata airbags in prior to that.
Oh, yeah. My 97 Honda CR-V was recalled one of the first years.
I have a 2007 vehicle that was recalled with a Takata airbag.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a real quick break. I want to talk more about this because I still can't believe it. I really can't. That it's just now happening right now. When I pulled up the recall information for this Beetle and I saw Takata airbag, I almost lost it. I said, I can't believe it. We'll talk about that, okay? Coming up in just a few minutes, guys.
Sounds good.
All right. I've got Todd and Jose with me. I'm Dave Sirio. This is You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930, WFMD. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about, and we'll be handling it for you in just a few moments.
So here's to the cheap sunglasses, Red Bull and minivans, and people who had your back when the world didn't understand. See, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us. We beat to the same drum. No, we won't forget where we came from. The city can't change us. We beat to the same drum, the same drum.
Can you imagine selling your car next week and saying to the buyer, hey, don't worry, because the engine is covered against failure for life? It's called the Lifetime Protection Plan for the Engine from BG Products. Now imagine having this huge benefit free with your next oil service when you remember these two letters, BG.
BG.
BGMOA is available at over 17,000 shops nationwide. Find yours at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
I'm the son of a third generation.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Isn't Kathy meeting us for lunch?
No. Ever since she had that fall, she's afraid to leave the house.
But didn't she have physical therapy?
Yeah, they came for a few weeks and she was doing well, but once they discharged her, she didn't keep up.
She should get AgeWell Senior Fitness. They help people improve their strength and balance, and they come right to your house. I was feeling nervous walking on the grass, but since I've been using one of their trainers, I feel so much more confident.
Get your confidence back by calling 240-397-9050 or go to AgeWellSeniorFitness.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Office in Falls Church. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Get better sleep and save big at Ashley's New Year's Sale event. It's a new year, time for a new mattress. Shop and save on all our leading mattress brands. But these deals won't last, so hurry to Ashley's New Year's Sale event. Visit homestores.online for the Ashley store nearest you.
The fastest way to know what your home would sell for today is from the Reynolds and Power Home team of Keller Williams Realty. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000 to get your home's value.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's five locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Maryland Terrapins basketball on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, WFMD.
The Terps take on Michigan, Sunday afternoon starting at 4 on 930 WFMD.
Blonde Star Emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've locked myself in my car, and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay. It's just that the windows are rolled up, and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks, or?
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always on, because you're always blonde.
Bringing back up on the stage right now, we have the Dynamic Duo. Good morning, guys, once again.
Good morning.
Now, I was just reading a little bit more about this article about the VW recall. Listen to this, guys. The Beetle airbags have a moisture-absorbing chemical that is supposed to slow down the ammonium nitrate deterioration. So that means they knew about the problem, but they tried to put in their own little fix. And supposedly, VW and the U.S. government finally reached an agreement to recall them.
Wow.
So VW...
They put these in knowing there was an issue.
Yes, and put in... something that would possibly help that, but not knowing whether it would take care of it.
That's
bravery on VW's part. What makes you want to use a supplier that bad to do that?
Yeah, it makes me, if I was a Volkswagen owner, I'd feel like a guinea pig.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason in the world, from my opinion. I mean, other manufacturers in 2015 and 2016 were using other brands of airbags. And I'll tell you the reason why I know that. My 97 Honda CRV was recalled in 2012, okay, and had the airbags replaced. And they couldn't get any other brand other than Takata at that time. There weren't enough companies stepping up to the plate. So they had to replace them with brand new Takata airbags in 2012. And then in 2018, they recalled them again. And this time they replaced them with a different brand. So my 97 CRV was recalled twice.
And again, that is because the ammonium component within these airbags deteriorates
right
within time. So they've sort of put a time clock on it.
Exactly.
And it's good for X number of years, but on this year we're going to have to recall them.
But I would have thought in 2015 and 2016 that the Volkswagen would have had a different alternative other than putting Takata airbags in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Takata has been around for a very, very long time.
Yep.
This company was founded in 1933, and they've produced several different types of products. I'm just wondering why they keep using reusing that component, ammonium nitrate.
Well, they're not anymore. None of the airbags that are being put in cars right now have ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, because that component is the reason for the deterioration of these components. And then it just seems to me that replacing that would be, of course, it's going to be more expensive. But the reason why they went with ammonium was the cost savings. Didn't really work out for them because it ended up costing them more in the long run.
Yes, it did. And again, I'm very surprised to see this situation, but we've got to really let people know that own these 15 and 16 Beetles that they need to get them in now for recall. Don't hesitate.
Absolutely. You know, whenever a customer does call in and they explain to us they got a recall, well, one of the first things we tell them to do is to make that appointment and get it done right there and then, you know, take it to the dealer. You have to take the campaigns, the recalls, back to the OEM dealer. And if they get the notification, they really should call and make an appointment ASAP because it is at that time that dealer has acquired the inventory to exercise what we call the campaign, the repair.
Right. And I didn't waste any time with my 97 CRV because I don't want the headline to be "You Ought to Know" host dies in 97 CRV.
That wouldn't sound so good on the radio.
Yeah, definitely not good.
No. I mean, you know, if he goes in a 13 Viper, you know, it's understandable and it's sad, but you know, it's just sad in a 97 CRV.
Yeah.
All right,
hey, Dave, you still have the Vipers?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Just
drove the 03 yesterday.
That's a convertible?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one is my favorite. That one. How many miles on that one now?
30,000.
Barely broken in.
Barely broken in. And I took that to Old Town, which is in Kissimmee, Florida. It's about an hour and 15 minutes from my house. So I had a nice ride on the turnpike. And got there top down because we had beautiful weather yesterday. And it was just a great trip. And I'm surprised. I'm going to say this humbly because I love the car. I always have enjoyed that car along with my other cars. I really am very blessed. I know that. But I could not believe the attention that car got at this show. We're talking 200 cars there. But 20-year-old Viper. Almost 20 years, and still the attention it gets is if it's like a new car.
Yeah, it's a very sexy convertible. It is. It really has the lines.
Yep.
Wanted to ask you, have you ever had to replace brakes on your Viper?
No, I've not.
No, okay, now those
I've replaced the gas pedal twice. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. No, I've been very fortunate. My cars, my 13 Viper has 21,000 miles on it, and my 03 Viper has 30,000 miles on it. I've never had to replace brakes. My Hellcat has 30,000 miles on it. I've never replaced brakes on that. So I've been very fortunate.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. How about the tires?
Yes. Okay. I'm replacing the tires right now on the 13. I replaced the tires on the 03 in 2012, and yes, they're 10 years old, but they're still in very good shape, no deterioration at all. And I have also replaced the tires on the Hellcat. The Hellcat got tires replaced. That was a 16, but that was replaced because of wear. They wore pretty quick on the 16 Hellcat.
Another quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you finding any difficulty locating a shop that will work on the Viper?
No. Luckily, I have a guy down the street from me that has been with Chrysler for years and years, and he is willing to do some work on it for me. So there's also an Orlando dealer that is qualified and licensed to work on the Generation 5 Viper, which is the 13 Viper, it's a 17, and I've been using I use them for one repair. But let me tell you a real quick story, and then we got to get to your five locations real quick.
Okay.
My 13 Viper is down right now because of a coolant leak. It turns out one of the hoses, one of the heater hoses, has sprung a leak. And my buddy and I, we took a look at it, and it turns out it was forced towards the engine side by somebody putting on a plastic tie.
Now, is that right?
I can't imagine the factory doing that. And the only two companies to ever work on my 13 Viper was the original dealer who did the PDI, the pre-delivery inspection, and then this Orlando dealer that was trying to cure a noise from the bars, the engine support bars. And I can't believe them doing it, but I can't believe the manufacturer, okay, even a hand-built car, would use a regular plastic tie. And because,
so it was zip tie.
Yeah, a zip tie, absolutely. So because of the use of that zip tie, it forced the hoses over towards the engine and rubbed against the engine.
Now, are those hoses or components like that, are they readily available for the Viper?
I ordered them a week ago. There's two sets, one for intake, one for outtake. It turns out that one of them is readily available, the other is back ordered, but they're supposed to be getting it. So
okay,
we'll see.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, good information there.
I hate ran out of time for the five locations. But real quick,
okay.
Real quick, just tell the names of the five locations and a main phone number.
All right. So if you need service here in the Liberty Town area, give Todd a call at 301-694-6250.
What's the other four locations? Just to name them.
Newmarket, Urbana, Frederick, and Emmitsburg.
All right. And if you mention my name, you're going to get a free video diagnostic. You bet it.
Yeah.
Sounds good, guys. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show this year. We look forward to a great 2023 with you. And thank you very much for joining me today. Happy New Year.
Love talking to you, Dave. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jose. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you, folks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you listening. And we look forward to talking to you next year on You Ought to Know. Bye-bye.
Well, the boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah. What they call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down. To get paid, to get the girl and your four-wheel drive.
You can't survive.
Yeah, the boys.